Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, and Marquise Munson taking you through this Monday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Talking some Titans, and to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Word. Good start to the day, right?
That's right, absolutely. And some good news to start the day for the Titans, Corey. Tom Pelissero coming out earlier today, no positive test for the Titans today. So as of this moment, the game against the Bills tomorrow night still on. What do you make of the matchup against the Bills for the Titans, given where they could be from a roster standpoint heading into that game?
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If they win this game, it will be Mike Vrabel's finest job as a head coach. They are up against it with the bodies that are out. And even with the bodies that are coming back, which are significant, how prepared are they to play? It's going to be a massive challenge on both sides of the ball for this team. We'll see how prepared they are. We'll see mentally and emotionally how they've been able to overcome all this. Because I don't know if that gets talked about enough teams try to avoid distraction. Well, this is a fairly significant distraction for preparation.
Well, actually, I think the football game is a welcome distraction for the Titans, I'm sure.
Yes, it is.
I'm sure they'd go out there with 30 active players if they could tomorrow night and give it a roll.
Well, Vanderbilt tried that. It didn't really work.
That did not go well. So I'm going to take our Twitter conversation from yesterday to the air here, Corey.
Okay.
The NFL has seven games now affected by everything that they've rescheduled, which basically a lot to do with the Patriots-Broncos. But they are just – and, of course, this game, they're pushing for it. And it's pretty obvious. The NFL right now is like, we are going to do everything possible and maybe even imaginable to avoid a Week 18 and a pushing back of the postseason. And yet, how realistic is that, that they're actually going to be able to pull that off?
It's not, in my opinion, because we're going to it's a miracle we didn't have this till week four, in my opinion. I mean, because you're not in a bubble, and you've got teams traveling, and you've got kids in school. I mean, there's, you know, people can point fingers all they want. There are a million ways for people to get sick in the National Football League. I mean, you know, like, I know Ben Roethlisberger, you know, went to the extreme step of, you know, he's got his kids at home to try to make sure he doesn't get sick. And, you know, you can still do that. That's fine. How are your groceries getting to your house? You know, are you going through the drive-thru at Wendy's? All right. I mean, there's a million different scenarios where you can still get sick. And, you know, unless you're in a bubble, it's going to happen inevitably, it would seem. And so, you know, what the Patriots had eight games get reassigned for them. So we went from like one game or two games getting reassigned to eight games. So like when the next one happens, do we have like 14 games get mixed around to redo one? And I know if you start shuffling games to a week 18 now, then you might be looking at having to have a week 19. And so maybe that's why they're trying to put it off as long as they possibly can.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So Corey, apparently the Titans practiced yesterday, and nobody knew about it until yesterday afternoon. What did you make of the decision by the league and by the Titans to have basically like a secret practice yesterday in Nashville, even though a staff member had tested positive?
Well, I expected that when I heard it was staff, and I thought that the NFL would try to push it through because they really want to play this game and play it on time. And so when it was staff, I thought, because I even asked Robbie Bourne, the Titans media guy, first thing in the morning, is there a chance you'll get back in the building today? And he said, no idea, which I'm sure he had no idea. But that's not a hard no. So I expected, if at all possible, that they were going to get back in there. So it didn't surprise me. I know there's an uproar about not hearing about it until after the fact. It's 2020, and that's stuff that's happening. I know that they were limited in who they can have there. I don't know what good it does to tell us after the fact. I guess if you tell us before the fact, then people can make a stink about access and that whole sort of thing. I don't know. I don't know the reasoning to wait to tell us. Because to me, what difference does it make? It's not like they just forgot. You know, it's not like they're, hey, we should probably tell the media that we're going to practice. I mean, I guess they could say, hey, we're going to practice, but nobody can be there by NFL rules. But I, Joe, you would probably know this better than me. Can they legally say that with the agreement with the pro football writers?
Not to my understanding. So,
okay.
Yeah, this
so they did the whole ask for forgiveness rather than permission thing.
Yeah, right. And like you said, it's a bizarre year, and so like at this point, nothing is going to surprise me, and it's just the entire situation is messed up. But I still would like to hear exactly how that came about. You know, because it also, I mean, first of all, there are agreements in place, and there's access agreements, and there's ways things are supposed to be done. And, you know, of course, this also turns into an NFL Network reporter leaking the fact that they had a practice, which, of course, we're seeing a lot of that.
It's not an NFL Network reporter leaking it. It's the NFL wants all their news to go through the NFL Network, so people will watch the NFL Network, and they make sure that they get the story first and they release it.
Yeah, so it's
all very planned.
Yeah, so it's like sort of like the House Organ thing versus independent media and all that, which, again, I know fans don't. You know, they're mostly just going to put memes like, okay, cry baby, and, you know, whatever, and that's fine. So it's not worth a ton of time on it, but it is. I mean, it's disappointing, and I think this isn't the discussion isn't over, at least behind the scenes. But for our purpose, go ahead.
No, so we're all trying as hard as we can, and we're all trying to be as understanding as we can, and that's why I always feel like transparency and honesty is the way to go. It's the way you build trust. It's the you're more likely to get an understanding resolution than to try to sneak one by somebody.
Yeah, and the NFL to me is, I mean, they set the standard, and still there are other leagues that I think could continue to learn a lot from the NFL in terms of how they do things, how they mandate openness, which I think has absolutely been a part of the league having the popularity it does. But you know, it is a weird situation, year and all that, and so. You know, hopefully there's some normalcy that returns. And on that front, Corey, when you look at this matchup, how different do you think this game is from a Titans perspective or challenge just in terms of not, you know, having that one now, that is one actual practice in 2 weeks. And then of course, missing all the guys they have. I mean, how much of a disadvantage are they at on the field?
Well, I would think it's fairly significant. This is a team that gave up 200 yards rushing their last game out. And now, you know, you're facing a team that's racking up points when you're doing it without Daquan Jones. Well, you've got Daquan Jones back. And then Jeffrey Simmons is still out, and Christian Fulton is still out. And Kamale Correa is still out. I mean, you're down some significant jersey numbers there. Now, there's still the possibility of getting those guys back today and tomorrow. But again, how prepared are those guys to play? And then, you know, is Kari Blassing game out? Is Mykole Pruitt out? Because those are two guys who are really important in the run game. And last I checked, that's what the Titans do really well. And so I've got major concerns on both sides of the football, which is why I said, I mean, look, the Bills are like an 8.5-point favorite for a reason, okay? Because everything is pointing in their direction. But isn't that the time in the NFL when you see it go the other way, I guess?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just you just look at it all and you shake your head and you wonder how they're going to do it.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey, last thing for you here. You look at the other side of the ball offensively for the Titans. No Corey Davis in this game. Adam Humphrey still on the list as well. How important is getting A.J. Brown back in this game, even if he's not 100%?
Well, unless you want to see Khalif Raymond and Cody Hollister lining up for about 60 plays, you know, I would think it's fairly significant. I mean, I've said before, Jonnu Smith is going to have the game of his life for this one because I would think he's going to be a primary target, and I would think Anthony Firkser is going to be a primary target in this one. And if they can get A.J. Brown back, you know, you like to think he's going to get a lot of action. Is Tre'Davious White out or not? I know he missed some practice time last week.
It definitely could be.
Yeah, I think questionable.
Okay.
And John Brown's question.
Because Tre'Davious White is, you know, that's a game changer if he doesn't play. And so if you can get A.J. Brown on the field and Tre'Davious White's not on the field, you can start working mismatches and have some opportunities. But, you know, A.J. hadn't played in a month. You know, we don't know what kind of shape he's in. I mean, we know what kind of shape he's in physically, but as far as prepared to play football and knocking off rust, you know, we don't know. But they've got to have him on the field, in my estimation, you know, to get some things done, because if he's not on the field, then you're locking Janu down, and you just don't have a lot of other threats out there. And you got Khalif, you know, running deep, but I don't know if you can live on six go routes for the entire game.
A.J. Brown at fullback too, a little bit maybe.
Yeah,
you
know? He's big. I'm gonna put Janu at fullback.
Yeah, just mix it up a little bit.
And then which corner gets some receiver reps? That's my question. Orr gets some receiver reps,
cause,
you know?
Because Vrabel played with Troy Brown, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which corner would you most likely put at corner? I mean, which wide receiver would you most likely put at corner?
I don't know. I guess A.J. But if he's healthy.
I think Khalif Raymond might be able to play a
just
little corner.
Press him up at the line.
Yeah. A.J., he's my box safety or my middle linebacker. But maybe a little Khalif Raymond, right?
Yeah.
Sure. You know, Cam Batson is a tough dude.
Well, he's on the list.
Player. He's on the list.
they're out of options there.
Got to review the list.
These may sound crazy, but like at some point, I mean, you may have to put somebody on two sides of the ball depending on how the thing goes for the Titans. Corey Kearns from News 2 has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Row. Corey, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good luck. One day to go.
Absolutely. Yep. One more day. And, Joe, it feels good to finally be talking about what we might see in a football game. Not sure it's going to be the prettiest of games if you're a Titans fan to watch, but it feels good that we are one test result away from potentially getting this game played.
And
finally.
Yes, it does. And how many teams around the league are just rooting so hard for the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, a lot.
They want the Titans to lose like 49-3 in this game.
Like the Patriots may be the one team rooting for the Titans. That may be it. Bill Belichick, they still love Vrabel.
Patriots rooting for Patriots South.
Yes, that may be the only team league-wide who's doing that at this point. When we come back, there's a way I think the Titans can stay in and maybe even win this game. I'll talk about what that is next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.